You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me try to lay this out as unbiased and balanced as I possibly can without trying to lean one way or the other.
Okay.
But a woman ordered the pizza, and I won't say which chain. And as the driver shows up at the door and is handing the woman the pizza, the driver, another woman, says, "Tip?" You know, question mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, are you going to give me a tip? And the customer says, "No." So then the pizza delivery person points out that this person at the house has a car sitting there in their driveway. They could have just gone and picked it up for themselves if they wanted to save money. The woman who ordered it says something about how she's already paid for, quote, the convenience. Because isn't that something when you're ordering a pizza?
There's like a delivery charge on there, yeah.
Yeah. And besides the tip, she's pretty nice to lay. She says, "Thank you for delivering it. Have a nice day." And the driver responds with, "Come get it next time."
Bam. Boom. Shots fired.
So now this has gone, you know, viral online, and people are talking about who's the jerk here. Was the jerk the woman who gives no tip to the delivery driver? Or is the jerk the person who's saying, next time just come get it yourself and don't have me deliver your pizza for you?
Right. And bringing up the tip in the first place, like, tip? Where's it at? Are they a jerk for even bringing it up?
That's a great question, and mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm really curious what listeners think about this. Who would you say is the jerk? The person who leaves no tip at all, or the person who shames them for it?
I'd like some calls on this versus texts.
All
right. Put your big boy pants on and call us, 303-691-1649. Whose side are you on? Are we going to save our thoughts?
I don't
want
to
sway.
Like to.
I don't want to sway.
I would rather know what our listeners think. Who's the jerk? Is it the homeowner or is it the pizza delivery driver?
I'm dying to know what kind of pizzas, too, honestly.
Oh, no kidding. Sounds good right now. The segment is called Who's the Jerk Here? People online can't seem to agree. Pizza delivery person, as she's handing over the pizza, says, tip? And the customer says, no.
Yeah.
So they go back and forth over this. And so people online have been fighting over whether the homeowner is a jerk for not giving a tip or if the driver is the jerk for shaming the homeowner.
Yeah.
I mean, do you just like go back to your car and drive away without saying anything?
Well, that's, you know, how they make their living. So,
well, you know, and quickly, I'll read this from Lainey since you said that. Lainey wrote in and said, "As someone who has delivered pizza and other food items, the homeowner is definitely the jerk. Very little of the convenience fee goes to the driver, who relies on this as their income. The woman couldn't cough up even a couple of bucks."
Yeah, gosh, well, there you go. That's pretty much my stance on it.
So let's go to the phones because we've got jammed lines. Who's the jerk, Tara?
I have to say the delivery driver.
How come?
How come?
Because if you go to somebody's house and you're delivering food and you demand money, I think that's totally wrong. I was a waitress for 13 years, and I never demanded a tip. You're not guaranteed a tip.
Right.
No, but it's generally expected when you have food delivered to your house that, you know, it's a convenience
true.
For you. You need to tip.
Mm. Very true, Jeremy, but at the same time, you can't demand a tip from somebody.
I don't know if she said, give me, like, she didn't demand it. She was just like,
tip?
Will there be a tip? It was more of a question than a demand.
You know, the thing that tipped it over, if you'll pardon the use of the word, into maybe jerkdom is when the driver was leaving, her quote was, come get it next time.
Exactly. So that to me,
that was where.
Just
yeah.
Rude, disrespectful, you just don't demand.
But anything. a very valid point. You know, I will say, just a couple weeks ago, I went onto a certain pizza company's app, and I was mm-hmm. going to have delivery, but then I noticed there was like an $8 delivery charge on top of the tip. So mm-hmm. I got in my car, and I drove to the pizza place, and I just picked it up and saved myself, like, you know,
Tara, thank you
$12.
So much for the call.
Thank
yeah,
you.
And I've done carry out a lot more, I think, than I've done delivery.
Yeah.
Because I'll just be out. I'm like, I'll just go in and
but
get
I
it.
Just feel like if you are bringing my lazy butt sitting on a couch a pizza, you need to be tipped.
I agree.
You know?
You know, the thing about carry out for me is the time. Because I've ordered pizzas before that took an hour and a half to get there, but with carryout, you know, it's ready in like 11 minutes or
something.
It's
super quick, yeah. And so now they even, like, it tells me on my watch when it's in the oven, when they're making it, it's ready, come inside.
So far, one vote for the driver, and then Lainey, who said the homeowner, so I guess we're tied. Steve, what do you think? Who's the jerk?
I gotta say it's the driver. You don't bring up the tip. When I've been delivering pizzas for off and on for like 20 years, you never bring up the tip. You know, you do the transaction, hand them their pizza. If they want to tip you, great. I mean, but you don't ever bring it up. That's just something you don't do.
Swallow your emotions and drive off, huh?
Steve, thank you,
my
friend.
Wait, Steve, I want to talk to
Steve.
Wait,
you want to go back to Steve?
Steve, what's the biggest tip you ever received?
About $35.
Nice.
Wow.
That's a good tip, buddy.
That's a really good tip. Hey, thank you. We appreciate you being on the show with us. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's the jerk?
The driver, the delivery driver, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, how come?
Yeah. She may have had a tip till she opened her mouth.
No.
Yes, I deliver food. I work for Uber Eats, and I've never brought up a tip. Even on those ones where it's like $2.50, because you never know if you're getting a cash tip when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Never bring up a tip. Never.
Yeah, you know, Alicia, thank you for that call. I'll drive safely, by the way, doing that. You know, the thing is, I guess you just have to, if you go, I've never delivered food, but I would just imagine that you have to just assume that there's a certain percentage of people who will not tip, and that's just kind of the cost of doing
business. You got to factor that in, yeah.
I'm going to have those people, you know, and I just have to believe in my soul that karma is a you-know-what, and we'll come back and get them at some point down the line.
That's a good point, yeah. Right.
You know, I think you have to have that attitude. It's easy for me to say because I don't deliver, but you can't, there's no way you're going to change someone's behavior.
Right.
So I guess you just have to accept, you know, going to like a Zen place and say, hey, karma will get them.
Maybe the next one will be a bigger tip, you know, it'll make
exactly.
up for it.
Exactly. Hello, Brett. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, it's a Brett.
Who's the jerk?
I'm going to play down kind of middle of the road here, I guess. My wife and I, when we order pizza or other delivery food, we always have the conversation before the person gets there saying, hey, you got $5 for a tip. You got, you know, a couple bucks for a tip. We always have that conversation so that when the person gets to the door and we're exchanging the food for, you know, we immediately hand them the tip money. And there's no other real, you know, pleasantries exchanged other than thank you very much. Now, that
Brett,
driver.
Yeah. Brett, hold on a second. We need to know, cut to the chase, who's the jerk?
They're both at fault, I think.
They're both jerks. One for speaking up, one for not tipping. I'm kind of with you on that, too.
I'm going to put down a vote for each, actually. We got to run. We got to take a bunch of calls. Brett, thank you for that. And you can put down a vote for each.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm kind of feeling like maybe this isn't the first time this pizza driver has not been tipped and they just maybe snapped a little bit too.
Or
maybe it's, you know, an inflation
thing.
Or they're
new and they just assumed that everybody did.
Maybe.
I don't know. Laura, who's the jerk?
It's Laura. They're both jerks. I agree with Brett because, first of all, if you're going to order pizza to be delivered, you need to tip because that person's trying to earn money. Secondly, the driver, along with what Brett says, you don't say anything. There are a lot of times when you don't get tipped, you grumble in your car, you don't grumble to the customer.
Right.
That's pretty good. What's your go-to?
Which we all do in our jobs, right? We all grumble, but we don't necessarily grumble to the person who's causing the offense.
Right, you still have to have customer service.
Exactly.
And, what's your go-to pizza order?
Go-to pizza order? We actually get from Antonio's, so I have to go pick it up.
No, what are your toppings?
No, we want to know the toppings because we're going to
judge
your
order?
You on your toppings.
What is your order?
Mine's pepperoni. My daughter is Hawaiian, and my younger daughter is...
And we lost
and
the
And we lost her.
And
Hawaiian.
We dropped the You know, one other thing that I would throw out, because there are some of these apps where you can tip on the app, so it's like part of your Venmo or your Zelle or your PayPal or anything like that. And the same with like Uber drivers or Lyft drivers. And I don't like to do that. So like if I take an Uber or a Lyft, I will always have some cash on me. And when we get done, you know, the app will come on and say, do you want to leave a tip? And I say, no there. But to the driver, I will hand them like a $5 bill or something, because they lose some of that tip if you do it through the transaction. They've got to then, they only get a percentage of it from what I'm told. So like you might be given a $5 tip and they might get $3 of it or something like that. I don't know exactly
how it works. Don't have to claim it, right?
Yeah, plus they don't have to claim it. So I'm like, here, just take the $5. I'm going to give you five stars, but take the $5 because I don't want the company taking your tip.
Oh, okay.
It's a tip.
I didn't know they take the tip.
I'm paying the company. I would rather have the driver.
I didn't know
tip.
That was a thing.
It's a thing.
I didn't know.